Good morning, and welcome. It is time now for another round of Community Connection. Philip Wright is with us here with Boy Scouts of America, and wow, you guys just never stop. You know, when you talk about service to God and country, oh boy, I'm telling you. If the BSA Cherokee area hasn't been busy enough, you've got something coming up here in just, 8 days?
Yes, 8 days.
What you got?
So, Philip, if I could, I want to say a special thank you to United Way, being a United Way partner and our community. I just can't say just how grateful and thankful we are to be a partner with United Way and say thank you. We have, you're right, exactly right, we have this wonderful, our first ever annual blood drive.
Wow.
We've partnered with OBI. And so we have a blood drive on November the 10th. It'll be from 2 to 6. And it'll be right here at our Scout Service Center. And so
right down the road.
Right down the road. Which is a wonderful opportunity to give blood, learn more about scouting, support scouting. And we just felt like this was a wonderful opportunity to be of service for our community.
Well, it looks like you've got these donations. They're going to be tested for that COVID thing,
That's right. That you are. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That is something else, and if we do that, the antibodies could identify potential convalescent plasma donors. So you might be giving blood for one reason, which is to keep somebody alive,
That's
and another
right.
reason is to keep maybe another person
it's
alive a little longer.
Yes, a plus plus. Yeah, when wow. OBI came to us and said, would you be able to do this, we just felt like it was the right thing to do.
Man alive, yes. That is really something else. So they came knocking on your door, and they said, well, you know, the Boy Scouts can't do it. Yeah, good gravy. Anyway, you guys can. That is really great. Now, I understand that on top of that, you got a couple of parting gifts.
Yes. A few gifts for those that come.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, the scouting story, you know,
sure.
keeping the scouting story alive. You know, we're celebrating now, you know, over 110 years of scouting here.
Wow.
And so, you know, every opportunity that we can have to continue to expose our community to scouting, we're live, we're here, we're down the street. We're still doing recruitment. As a matter of fact, this is we're in our very heavy season of recruitment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we still have 31 schools to go in that entire 6 county that we serve. So this is another way to bring in, it could be a grandparent, it could be parents, for them to see scouting and see that we're more than just a scout service center.
Indeed, you are. And I tell you what, scouting does a lot of things for young people. It builds confidence.
Yes.
It also creates awareness and
yes.
situational awareness.
Yes.
And just to kind of pat my old buddies on the back, I took it all the way up to Explorer Scout.
Yeah.
And that's how I got to do what I'm
right
doing
here.
Right here.
What a blessing.
Somebody said, you know, You got a couple of choices here, and I said, well, what are they? They said, well, Scouts would be a good one. Reform School might be the other one. I chose scouting. It was a lot more fun.
You know, and that's what we're seeing. We're seeing more and more of that is the more exposure we give our youth today, you know, to something as positive as scouting, it can lead into careers.
It can, very much so.
It can lead into careers and to a lifestyle, and everybody benefits. The community is better off for it. You know, right now, we didn't have, because of COVID, we didn't have our Eagle banquet that we normally do every year.
Yeah.
But we have over 30 young men that have earned the rank of Eagle.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's been a great year. We had a capital campaign that we closed. You know, we had, right now we're in our membership drive. One of the things that our leading indicators, we call it, we have a tool called Journey to Excellence that we use. And as of the month of August, we were number 2 in the nation in Journey to Excellence. And
wow.
So all of that's because of the gratefulness that we have in this community, our leadership, our board, United Way, all the support that we have. And it goes back to that one element. You know, for example, like this weekend at Camp McClintock, we will have 4 events going on. That's how big, you know.
Woo!
Yeah. And again, in the outdoors, scouts learning skills, growing, and that's what it takes to come on and become stronger citizens, help our community, and give back. So the blood drive is another way of giving back.
Wow, just one of the many.
Yeah.
I see this piece of paper here.
Yes.
It says, you're going to be busy.
That's
in 2021. What's going on here?
So we are already...
It said, save the date. I got 2 pages of dates.
That's right. We are already promoting our summer adventure for our Cub Scouts, which is, we call that our day camp. So June 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're already talking about it now so we can get more families. It's recruitment season. You know, if you're a mom and dad, you know, you're at the table, kitchen table, and you're looking, you're already planning for next year.
You are.
So one thing that we're doing is right now in November, actually October, just finished last week, but we were already trying to tell our families, plan this summer and include us in there. Come to our day camp right here at Covenant Kentuck, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. We're going to have a wonderful day camp experience in the outdoors. And we just know that as you're growing in this world, that's one of the experiences you need. You need to have a strong summer. And we're already saying we're open for business. Come and spend the summer with us those 3 days.
Man, that sounds like fun. It just sounds like a lot of fun. You know, you're out there, you're getting some fresh air, getting some sunshine.
Oh, yeah.
And you're also learning a little bit about yourself and how to get along better with others. Life skills, as they call it.
That's exactly, life skills.
Man,
Now,
I understand you guys are popping for some popcorn, too.
We are. So
it wouldn't be the Boy Scouts without the popcorn.
The popcorn, that's right. And right here at our service center, down the street from you, anybody wants some popcorn, you can come in and buy from us. We have product right available at the Scout Shop. So, yeah, they can come in today, this week, and purchase popcorn. We're entering the last phase of our popcorn campaign, and if we don't have the product, we can order it online.
Oh, so that's good.
We have the online option as well to order it, and then it'll be delivered directly to somebody's home. So we have that option as well.
Wow, tell you what, that is something else here, because that's something that a lot of people look forward to every year. So there you go. And a lot of that stays right here. About 70% of that,
folks,
stays right here locally.
That's right.
So you need to know when you're making that order.
That's right.
Deciding.
That's right. Deciding to make that order. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
No kidding. And we got the, again, the blood drive up on Tuesday the 10th. Now, you got a blood drive face mask that folks can get.
Yes.
Kind of a collector's item.
Yeah.
And what's this free honey butter chicken biscuit?
Yeah. Another gift. Another partnership there that OBI has. So everybody that comes gets one of those. Exactly.
So there you go. Now, I understand that we have to schedule these appointments.
Correct.
Because, a limited amount of slots?
Correct. Yeah, and it helps with just keeping it organized. And if they just call the Scout Service Center, and the number's right there, 918-336-9170 to schedule an appointment. And it's that simple.
It is that easy.
Yeah.
And but we want to do that so that, one, we don't have, people all mushed together.
Correct.
We want to make sure everybody's safe.
Yeah.
And the other one is to make sure that OBI isn't running around with some kind of a fuel tank full of blood. And they can accommodate
it.
Do it safely.
Yeah, they would appreciate it a lot. Yes.
Although they might like the volume, transporting it might be a trouble. So we want to make sure that we're doing things by the book.
That book. That's exactly right.
Now, if folks want to find out a little bit more about the Scouts, first thing they can do is, of course, get a hold of you guys through your office.
That's right. They can call us. They can go to our website, CherokeeBSA.org, or they can just come to Scout Service Center. Call us, 918-336-9170, and we'll be glad to talk about scouting, get them involved. Mm-hmm. We have all kinds of opportunities, whether it be a leadership opportunity, we're joining a pack or a troop. Uh-huh. So we have all kinds of opportunities for families and volunteers to join and keep scouting alive.
Now, Philip Wright, how long have you been involved with Scouts?
22 years.
Wow.
22 years.
Wow. Yeah,
as a professional.
Yeah. Wow. Man alive. That's a dedication.
Thank you.
And when you see the fruits of the labor, seeing young people become mature people, becoming productive citizens, it's got to feel good.
It does. You know, it doesn't get old. It really doesn't get old. And it's one of those things that you can pass on. I remember just 2 weeks ago, we were at Camp McClintock and we were hiking. And we hiked for maybe 2 hours. We did two miles around camp, and it was just so wonderful. And to see young families, to see young scouts hiking with us, learning about nature, it does not get old. It's one of those things that just keeps you younger and younger and younger and younger. And you walk out of camp, or you drive out of camp, feeling better, feeling so much better. So it's just one of those wonderful opportunities.
A lot of my girls were Girl Scouts, and I remember the Well, she's having a birthday today, so she is 20. Birthday. She's 22.
Oh, happy birthday.
And she's in her graduate classes taking medical stuff down at the University of Florida. And I remember this. Boy, do I remember this. She was in third grade, and she saw her friend Burke. And Burke was wearing a Cub Scout uniform. And she goes, there's just something about a fella in uniform. About fell over. I don't think Burke quite knew what to do with girls paying attention to him, but I think they got over it. But she was impressed with that, and she says, you know, I became a Girl Scout because of that, too. But you want to know what happened? Because Burke got that attention, about three or four more other Cub Scouts decided, hey,
that's what I made a joy. And that's what Scouting does. It's a community. It's a community.
It was just kids having fun. Next thing you know, you got more Cub Scouts rolling in. And they said, well, how come you kept this a secret? I've only been a Cub Scout for 2 weeks. So, anyway, they just had a blast. And, you know, they had always had a blast with the scouting. And I can tell you that as an Explorer Scout, coming in as a Cub, a Tiger, you know, and going on and on and on to all the way to Explorer, I didn't quite make it to Eagle. But it was a lot of fun because I learned a lot of different things. And you got to mix it up with maybe some of the kids you went to school with, maybe kids from other communities.
Right.
And you're
right.
Like, wow, this is right. Pretty cool.
You got to meet other volunteers and other scouts.
Yeah.
And it broadens your experience. Yeah. I mean, in life, we had 3 weeks ago, we had the Jamboree on Air where scouts literally could, they were here in Oklahoma, they were talking to scouts all over the world.
Wow.
And they were saying simple things like the Scout Open Law in different languages. And it was just amazing for them to realize, oh my goodness, I'm talking to a scout from Taiwan or a scout from Japan or a scout from Argentina. It was amazing. It was amazing.
One of my friends, he actually got to go to jail. Back in the 70s, I guess it was, early 70s. I said, what was that like? And he said, it was so different, but it was so reinforcing that we as human beings aren't any different. Our
Correct.
Language might sound different.
Correct.
Our clothes may be a little bit different.
Correct.
But when you cut it right down to the core, we all build the same campfire.
That's right. That's right. That's
what
right.
He said. We
That's
all
right.
Built the same campfire.
That's right.
So, man, alive. Anyway, this is always great. Philip, I got to tell you, it's always nice to have you in here.
Thank you for having us.
You let the young people know that, there are options out there, and scouting is one of them.
Yes.
And you ain't got to break the bank.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Come on over. And I want to say a special thank you again to United Way for being a great partner, allowing us these opportunities for young families and youth to join, and our board. I just want to say thank you to our board. It was Crick Cook and Depco that came to us and said, let's do this. And so we're just grateful to have board members that are so involved in scouting and making this community better.
Well, I tell you what, it is fascinating to hear some of these stories about the kids and seeing what we're doing and making plans for summer already.
That's right. Come and join us. Come and join us. Come and join us.
And don't forget to go ahead and call ahead at 918-336-9170. And that is for the blood drive coming up on the 10th. That'll be okay. You're done voting. You'll have plenty of energy now.
You will.
All right. Philip Wright, thank you very much for being with us here
thank
today.
You so much.
And I really appreciate your time with us. And folks, we've got news coming up in just a few moments right here on K1, the one you trust, followed by our local news. Please stand by. 45 degrees the time in just a moment will be 10 a.m. That is if you set your clocks right.
Are you getting married? Get the gift of life.